Saludos, mi gente. Welcome to another episode of El ADN Podcast. I am excited because today we have a date. It's just you and me. Pour yourself some cafecito. Así que grab your cup of coffee. Pour yourself a nice glass of wine and get ready for this one-on-one conversation that we're about to have. I want to talk about perfection. Oh my God. We are constantly seeking the perfect time, the perfect friend, the perfect partner, the perfect body, the perfect family, the perfect job, and we forget to live. We literally are always striving to perfection. And I'm saying this as a reminder to myself as well, because I used to be that person. I used to be the person who, if it wasn't perfect, I wouldn't post it. If it wasn't perfect, it wasn't done. I remember one time, my New York City roommate, she congratulated me for something that I did. And I legitimately told her, thank you, but it could be better. What? I didn't know how to take a compliment because I was so hard on myself that if it wasn't perfect, it wasn't good enough. That's generally how I used to think. And time has passed and I have another mindset now, thankfully. But sometimes we let life pass us by because we're looking for the right timing, the perfect timing, dare I say. And it's sad because there will never be a perfect anything. There's nothing perfect in life. You're not perfect. I am not perfect. This podcast isn't perfect. The project that you're working on will never be perfect. That dream career of yours will never be as perfect as you envisioned it to be. The grass is always greener on the other side. We never value what we have in front of us because we often think that the next thing is the perfect thing. And that's such a tough situation to be in. One thing is to not be complacent. One thing is to not settle for the minimum. But another thing is to have a great thing in your hands and not realize it or not value it because it isn't perfect. So I want you to take a moment today, right now, here with me, and make a list of all the amazing, freaking awesome things that you have in life, but that you often take for granted because they're not perfect. That can be your house. Maybe it's not decorated as perfect as you want it to be. Maybe that's your family. Maybe you're looking for that perfect relationship with them, and yet you don't have it. Make the list of the things that you take for granted because they're not perfect. Read it over and you will quickly realize how perfect your life actually is. Because if you're complaining about how decorated your house is, or if you're complaining about how perfect or imperfect, in this case, your family may be, you are in fact complaining about having a family. You have a house, you have a family, you have a group of friends, you have a partner, you have a job. And although they're not perfect, you are in a much better position than others are in the world. So let's never take for granted the amazing things that are happening to us on a daily basis. Because we're often too concerned and focused about what will the future hold that we forget to enjoy the now, the imperfectness of the process. And I'm gonna put myself as an example here. I heard this earlier today and it hit home. It said something along the lines of, don't live in the future. Woof! And when I just say it out loud, it's like, damn, Victoria, you've been living in the future. Because every single day I'm working on my goals. I am looking forward for what will happen in the weekend, what's happening next week, and I'm preparing for the following month, the following year, etc. And in that anticipation, I lose the now. in that anticipation of how perfect my life would be when X happens or when I have X, I lose sight of what I have in front of me and what I'm experiencing and living through right now. And when this makes sense to you, it's gonna hit you. Today, take a moment to be grateful for what you have, for what you're experiencing, for the struggles that you're dealing with, and for the people that are around you in this current process. And take another moment to tell yourself, to remind yourself, to live in the present. And it's so cursi, right? It's so blech every time that people say, live in the present, live in the moment, you only live once. And I'm not telling you to not worry about your future, because I would be lying if I say that I don't worry about my future. But I am saying that as you worry about it and as you work for it, and as you plant the seeds that in the future you would reap the benefits from, you should also enjoy the cultivating part. It's funny because people usually advise us to do what we want because we don't want to have any regrets in the future. But what we are not told is to enjoy the now, because we don't want to regret it in the future. So stay present. Forget about perfection, because you'll never reach it. So it's better done and imperfect than perfect and never out there. Right? It's better for it to be a work in progress than a finished perfect work of art that was never shared with anyone. What do you think? I want to hear from you. So hit me up on Instagram DMs. You already know, at El ADN Podcast or at Victoria Leandra, and share your thoughts with me. I'm always open to conversation and I love connecting with every one of you. Así que mi gente, have a good rest of your day and let's get it. Un abrazo. Thank you so much for listening. Gracias, mi gente. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave us a review. That's so helpful and exciting to us. If you learned something from this episode, share it with a friend. I'm sure they'll enjoy it as well. We drop new episodes every single Monday morning, but you can always find us on Instagram at El ADN Podcast. And before you leave, we want to hear your takeaways from today's guest. Share with us via Instagram stories and don't forget to tag El ADN Podcast and Victoria Leandra for a regram. See you next week. Hasta la próxima, familia.